Grace and peace from God who is, who was, and who is to come. Amen. So, just a couple of weeks ago, my youngest son, Evan, graduated from Juniata College. 4 years, way too much debt, and a really good kind of education. He is now the proud bearer of a Bachelor's of Arts degree with emphasis in communication, and he graduated cum laude, which means he takes after his mother, not his father. In honor of this great achievement, Marianne and I took Evan and his lovely girlfriend for a four-day adventure up to the Finger Lakes region of New York State. We rented a house on Lake Seneca, and we toured around the area. We went to the Women's Rights National Historical Park. We hiked around several waterfalls. We visited a few wineries and breweries. It was a nice, relaxing, restful, relatively stress-free time. It was good to get away, especially since, with Trinity being short one pastor, and all of the various needs and concerns that we have to address on a regular basis, it was really nice to not have to be concerned about what was going on right now here at Trinity. I let Pastor Horner do everything. We had a nice few days of vacation. I might even go so far as to say I had a good Sabbath. Now, Americans, I know, we tend to struggle with this concept of Sabbath. We get the idea of Sabbath from the book of Genesis and the story of creation. Hopefully you remember Genesis chapter 2. On the seventh day, God finished the work that God had done and rested on the seventh day from all of the work that had been done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it because on it God rested from all the work that had been done in creation. God rested on that last day. Now, this is one of those theories as to why we have a seven-day work week. But it was the early church, though, the first and second century church, that led worship, that led that day of rest, moving from the last day of the week over to the first day of the week, probably because that's the day that Jesus rose from the dead. Not that he probably rose from the dead. That's the day he rose from the dead. They probably worship because that's when we celebrate. So what's happening then in our Deuteronomy lesson, we have a rereading of the commandments. And specifically, this morning, we heard about the commandment of rest. The commandments, which I'm sure you all remember from your days of confirmation, the commandments begin with all those explaining how we are to respect the Lord God Almighty. That is, have no other gods before God, make no idols, do not use the Lord God's name in vain. The very next commandment, then, is the one that I think all of us really need to hear, might even go so far as to say that we want to hear, the command to rest, relax, recharge, rejuvenate. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work. In our gospel, Jesus takes that idea of rejuvenate to a whole different level when he restores a man's deformed hand. Now, his detractors had asked him this great question, Jesus asks his detractors this great question, and this is my translation, this is not what I read. Jesus says to them, "Is it permitted on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to restore life or destroy it?" That's a great question, isn't it? It's strong, direct, to the point. It shocks his detractors into silence. Wouldn't that be a great way for all of us to live, though? That before we start to do something, or while we're doing it, or maybe even to take a quick look back at what we just did, if we say to ourselves, is what I'm about to do, or what I'm doing, or what I just did, is what I am about to do going to bring about good
Is it going to be helpful to others around me? Or is what I'm about to do going to cause pain, bring evil, hurt someone? Will my actions restore life or destroy life? And this is where the Sabbath comes in, because what I have discovered in my life, when I spend time with God, when I spend time rebuilding my faith, refreshing my faith, I am far more likely to make good, positive decisions. I make better decisions about things when I am well rested, when I feel safe and secure, when I know I'm well fed. I know I make better decisions when I've had a decent night's sleep with enough liquids to drink, clothing that's adequate for whatever situation I'm in. I make better life decisions when I am right with God. And in order to be right with God, we need to make the time to be with God. And good decisions in my life help me make good decisions that affect those around me. I learned this the other day. Did you know that the United States has no required paid vacation days? We're unlike just about any other Western country. The Federal Fair Labor Standards Act, I cannot say that fast, in 1938, it requires no employers to give their employees any paid vacation time. Now, most employers do give paid vacation or holidays, at least to full-time people, but they are not legally required to do so. The thing is, those of us Americans who do have those days off, those vacation days, those paid holidays, we are way too notorious for not taking that time. All of us need to rest. We need time to refresh not only our bodies, but our hearts, our minds, our spirits, if you will. That's what this commandment is getting at. We humans need to take the time. We need to make the time to relax, and more importantly, to make that time to be with God, which is something that we are not good at, but it is something that we tried to stress with our affirmation of baptism students this last year. You might be aware that 8th grade here at Trinity, that's when we do the Affirmation of Baptism program. This last year we had a really great group of students, and they had to listen to Pastor Horner and myself, Peter Fox, who runs the program, several other teachers who came in. Excuse me. We learned about Scripture, got a better understanding of the sacraments. Among other things that they had to do, they had to write a one-page essay on their own faith life. And in discussion, at the end of the year discussion with them, we broke them all into three groups. Pastor Horner had one, Peter had one, I had one. All three of us, we got together afterwards and compared notes. This was this year's group of students. We had the best conversations with these kids than any of the other years. These kids were spot on. They are solid in their faith. They gave solid answers to questions that I have a feeling a lot of us here would struggle with how to answer. And I absolutely know that they are able to take on for themselves those promises in the affirmation of baptism. All of us need to rest. All of us need to be spiritually renewed and refreshed. We need to take the time to be with God. And we need to do that so that we might indeed go in peace, because the Spirit sends us forth
to serve.
Amen.